Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 24, 2021. Transportation Commission meeting, May 2021. The Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on May 11, 2021. The Commission discussed the following items. COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. Commercial service airports were at 60% of March 2019 passenger count. April's numbers were not yet available. Road traffic has returned to approximately the same level as March and April 2019. While there has been a decrease in revenue from fuel taxes due to lower traffic levels during the pandemic, most of this loss of revenue has been mitigated by an increase in vehicle sales and federal aid. Federal aid breakdown. The Department of Transportation, DOT, gave a breakdown of federal aid received by the department that included Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security, or CARES Act, $107 million to Iowa transit agencies and $70.5 million to Iowa airports, Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, CRRSAA, $121.9 million to Iowa Highways and Bridges, $26.5 million to Iowa Transit Agencies, and $13.4 million to Iowa Airports, and America Rescue Plan ARP, $61.1 million to Iowa Transit Agencies. Iowa Airports will also receive funding from this plan, but the final numbers are still unknown. Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, fund applications. The Commission was given recommendations on four RISE applications. The construction of intersection improvements at Merle Hay Road and Johnston Drive in Johnston with a recommended award of approximately $1.1 million. Construction of approximately 1,395 feet of new roadway in Pleasant Hill with a recommended award of approximately $620,000. Construction of approximately 1,025 feet of Lake Street in Waterloo with a recommended award of approximately $290,000. And potential improvements to Hillendale Road, Research Parkway, Northwest Boulevard, 76th Street, and North Division Street in Davenport with a recommended award to be determined. Transit capital programs. The DOT gave an update on capital funds available for grants to bus facilities in the state with total funds available equating to approximately $7.7 million. Automated transportation readiness overview. The DOT gave an overview on automated transportation and the department's plan to prepare Iowa for the possible future use of automated driving technology. The business meeting was also held on May 11, 2021. The Commission took the following action. RISE Fund Awards. The Commission approved the award of RISE funding for Pleasant Hill, Waterloo, Johnston, and Davenport projects. Iowa Transportation Improvement Program Draft. The Commission was presented with the draft of the DOT's fiscal year 2022 through 2026 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program. This program documents investments in Iowa's multimodal transportation system covering aviation, public transit, railroads, trails and highways. In fiscal year 2022 through 2026, the DOT estimates approximately $3.6 billion will be available for highway construction and right-of-way use. The program includes $2.8 billion through fiscal year 2022 through 2026 to modernize Iowa's highways as well as enhance highway safety features. In fiscal year 2022, The DOT has estimated $754.7 million will be available for highway program projects. The program also includes $1.2 billion over fiscal year 2022 through 2026 to improve the conditions of the state's bridge infrastructure. The current multi-year federal transportation authorization bill is the Fixing America's Surface Transportation, or FAST, Act that was signed into law on December 4, 2015. The FAST Act is set to expire on September 30, 2021. The commission will take action on the draft at the June commission meeting. The next commission meeting is scheduled for June 8, 2021 in Oskaloosa. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brinks, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2200.